D'Angelo Show, a unique voice in conservative talk radio, can now be heard irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Bella D'Angelo.
I don't mean to shock or embarrass anyone. I never try to on purpose, but I'm going to be doing this show buck naked if I'm not careful, if I don't find studio space. I mean, sitting in this truck, Lord have mercy, it was hot yesterday. Happy belated Father's Day to all the wonderful fathers, brothers, dads out there in my familia. I had a great Father's Day, went up to Duluth to avoid the massive heat. I get heat sick so easily, and so I headed due north and had a great day. But I'm sitting, didn't realize how much I became reliant on my gangster limo tint on this truck till you're stuck in a little vehicle as a passenger, and I'm not a good passenger, and sitting here in my truck just blessed. It's only 76 degrees, and I'm in the shade. We're going to have a great show tonight. We have with us A.J. Kern. A.J. is running against the muzzy, sympathizing thug, Tom Emmer. A.J., how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. You scared me earlier today because when you said, well, you started by saying, I don't know if we should keep talking about. And right at that spot, I stopped and I thought, oh, dear God, I hope she doesn't say, you can't keep talking about your all of the litany of the Mickey Mouse, ludicrous, ridiculous, funny, hilarious, whether it's a stripper pole or I'm moving from company man porn to construction contractor porn custom site. But, I mean, if we can't have fun and if we can't break outside of the like-minded, we're never going to get this job done.
I wouldn't try to change you, Bella. I really wouldn't. You just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, you scared me when you're like, I don't know how much we should be talking about. We were talking about the Syrian refugees, and because I've been worried, I'm thinking, geez, she's running for office. How long is she going to let me just jaw ratchet like this before she just walks away and goes, I don't want to be associated with her. But we're going to talk about AJ's campaign and how we're supporting her. We've got to displace Tom Emmer and the rest of these criminals in charge. Then I'm so honored tonight. We've got Dave Bray, who was Madison Rising. I'll never forget the day that I was up at a drilling rig, and I was so excited to tell everybody that he was actually coming on my show. And when I was telling the company man, as I'm telling the company man about him coming on, he played Star Spangled Banner by Madison Rising. He YouTubed it. And it just sent chills up the back of my neck listening to it, and then knowing that this company man already knew who was coming on my show. And if you think this girl hasn't come a long ways, I'm going to explain how I got my foot in my mouth, my rear, my nose, my everything. When asked what was the most bizarre thing that I witnessed in the oil field, well, there were a lot, but I happened to give one example. But, of course, sometimes maybe you don't want to hear, but then, again, that's what happened to this country is political correctness. And if you can't stand the truth, don't ask the question. But it was something that I saw that my life had changed pretty quickly after that first day that I talked to Dave Bray. But first of all, AJ, let's try and focus here a little bit. That would be me. So the other day I'm driving around and I'm listening to the show from last week, which I do afterwards. We've got to do some quality check here and make sure I'm actually staying on course. I'm thinking, for the love of God, I was so excited to explain how do you get a house bitch without the house bitch knowing you're training them to be your house bitch. And I'm listening to last week's show and I'm like going, you never finished the story, you red-headed scumbag knuckle. You didn't shore up. You went off in another direction. But then again, that is how my mind works. It never shuts up. But I just want to say this. Here's a hint, ladies, okay? If you would like to have a few things taken off your plate of, you know, I mean, you need some help around the house, or you want to delegate. You know, just keep jacking with the remote, keep jacking with the microwave, blow it up so, you know, it has to be scrubbed up, but leave it. Do something to the washer and to the dryer. Just about any appliance, get your hands on, and then eventually you won't be allowed to do any of them, and then voila, you have a house bitch. I think it started, AJ, the day that I pulled on location, and I backed up, because, of course, you have to back into the drilling rig, and I knocked out the communication center. And when I walked in, the company man simply looked at me. This was 6 o'clock in the morning. I was there to scrub the toilets. Yes, I willingly went to the oil field, fell in love with it. And that's where my friends and family are. But I was there to scrub toilets. And he looked at me, and without being upset, he just simply, he shook his head. And I actually started to break down and cry on that morning. Why was I crying? He thought it was because I hit the communication center. So he said, no, 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 that's okay. I didn't need my communication center. I didn't need the internet. I didn't need the phones. I didn't need satellite. And that's when I started pounding my little fist. And you know what, AJ, I said that morning at 6 o'clock on location, and this was now 4 or 5 years ago, I said, no, I'm terrified for my country and my people. I am terrified. And you know what? We have been on this relentless pursuit to get it right in November. It's going to be a long, tough summer, but we've got to get it right in November, and that's what this show is all about, is getting one more person listening, waking up, paying attention. And if we don't get some moss burning around here, well, that was the other thing that I didn't finish explaining, why I might as well share why little Wilson was being shoved around in Hillary's campaign van. I don't suppose you listened to the last show, AJ.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
You're already.
I'm sorry.
What in the Well,
I get an F for that assignment. I fail.
So Wilson confessed to waking up burning things in his kitchen because he's dreaming that he's setting fire to the mosque, but it's his kitchen, and so I concocted an idea of how I would get him to actually find a mosque by having him ride around in the Hillary campaign van. And, you know, I'm trying to do my part, you know, get him as tormented and traumatized as possible that the little curmudgeon will get out of his little hut and find the mosque and burn it so that we can finally shake people up. But I'm telling you what, a lot of people are waking up. And Wilson reminded me that of that today, when I was watching the scrubbing of all of the Muslim backgrounds and all the rest of the bullshit, and, you know, scrubbing the transcripts and, you know, protecting the victims and all of the, I mean, all it is just insanity. But here's my next tactic. Okay, so, and has anybody placed a bet yet how long Wilson might endure? Because remember, he's old, very old, AJ, and he's not very big.
I don't know how long you can take it. You're probably going to be responsible for something bigger than you want. The passing of this poor old guy. I don't think you can take it, Bella.
I know, Ruthie. I talked to Ruthie earlier today. She's like, I'm not going to be responsible for hanging out with you and duct taping some 71-year-old curmudgeon and ending up in cuffs in a back seat. And I'm like, come on, Ruthie, you got to be a little bit stronger. I mean, I am oil field. And I said, you know, I am one girl and can talk my way in and out of anything. And then if all else fails, just cut and run. So I thought, okay, here's the next thing that, and again, he doesn't listen to the show, so he has no idea what's coming his way. But what if, I mean, I have to be fair and balanced. So since he spent time with Hillary's campaign wagon, how about we call up Bernie Sanders people, okay? And I thought that we could tell them the same thing I told Hillary's team and say, I've got a recluse, a very affluent, very wealthy individual that would like to, if nothing else, at least give you money to at least just keep gnawing on her ankles a little bit. Just keep wearing her down a little bit before Trump, you know, really gets his hands around her, really starts to just smoke the wind out of that. Oh, that fat hag water buffalo. Oh, she just gives me nightmares. Anyway, so I said, so how about we call up Bernie's campaign and we tell him all that, and then we say, bring the campaign van or the chew the and annoy the hell out of the windbag van and drive him around. And then what I'm going to do, because a lot of people don't know this, I say I'm technically retarded. I'm really not. I can do just about anything I put my mind to. I can figure out how to hotwire the remote on that van so that once they all get in, that, you know, he's stuck in there. And then I'm going to spray paint on the back that it's the Bernie campaign van, honk for support, because everybody loves to be honked at while you're locked inside a vehicle and you're a passenger. Then, just for giggles, I'm going to give them a whole list of different places that I want them to bring them. But again, I'm going to jack with his navigation system, because remember, I told you, or you didn't hear this one before, but he has a navigation system and he's very proud of it. So I'm going to send that with them with the instructions of where he's to be taken, and then I'm going to jack with it. And every time they put in a location that they want to go to, it's going to take them to AJ. Do you know how many damn doggy resorts are in Minneapolis and greater? Have you ever noticed doggy resorts? The doggy go, the place where you stick your dog on vacation.
Yeah.
What do you?
No, I have no idea. I've never even seen or heard of doggy spa, doggy resort.
Oh,
until
see them all over the place. Doggy. Huh?
Yeah, there. No, it's. I never heard of it until about 5 years ago, and now it seems like they are sprouting up everywhere. But it just used to be the place that you would stick your dog when you needed to go. I didn't know they were turning into spas. Probably turn into massage parlors for your pets.
Telling you, this place is nuts. I mean, when my dog needed to go somewhere, it went to the neighbor, it went to a friend, it didn't go to no damn spot, but you'll be noticing them. Then I'm going to make sure that Milli Vanilli plays nonstop straight in that little Bernie Sanders little van. So just completely, if we all thought he looked a little twisted, a little skewed when I locked him up in the garage, telling all the Jehovah's Witness chapters to come over and exorcise him, give him an exorcism after playing the demonic, satanic hate music. Well, he'll look a little skewed, and like I said last week, he'll be coming after me, but I'm just doing my part. I'm just doing my part to get a mosque burnt. But anyways, so we're about to bring on in about, 2 minutes, we're going to go into our first break, and then we're going to bring on Dave Ray. Here's the thing. So, you know, you've been in the oil field for a long time. When you're in a corporate setting, a glass tower building, you know, beautiful, and you're interviewing. And the guy simply asked me, now this is before I really thought to myself, self, you really have to be as direct and honest as you are. So this guy, AJ, is, you know, I'm telling him that I've been in the oil field for 5 years, and it was after the recession in Minneapolis that hit 6 years ago, and I'm back, and I'm trying to assimilate, and blah, blah, blah. And he says, you must have seen some really bizarre things. And I said, yeah, I guess you could start there. Well, the day that I talked to Dave Bray, he was at the pool with his two little boys. He's got a lovely wife. He's a great family man. And I'm talking to him in my apartment. I'd finally gotten an apartment in Williston, North Dakota. This was a big accomplishment. I'd been bouncing around for 9 months from various different living conditions because housing was so hard to get. I got my apartment. Dave was talking to me. He was amazed at all things I was trying to do that day when I told him that I was running a cleaning business, a catering business. I was hot-shotting. I was trying to get my crews and everybody lined up. I was just excited that he was going to come on my show. Well, it was only a couple days later I got a notification on my front door. I'd lost my housing. I had to leave within, I believe it was 5 days. No, it didn't matter that I signed a lease. It was the Wild West. You could get away with anything out there. Well, left to my devices, I am a survivor, and I went through the paper. There was only one housing opportunity, and that was a RV in a backyard of an illegally run, about 15 RVs hooked up to city electricity, no permits, no nothing. I took it because I was determined to not give up never surrender, never quit. I never let the show go. And in that nasty little RV, I lasted one day. I ended up in the house, which was unlocked, and I didn't last there very long. But the bizarre thing I told this guy in corporate setting, and AJ, you can imagine what he thought when I was telling him, I ended up being asked to dinner by a bunch of what I thought were roughnecks. I kind of questioned. But anyways, they're sitting there, and after we had grilled and made salad and everything, they're showing me, yep, I said this in the politically correct corporate world, God bless my soul, I don't know what I was thinking. I told them that they were showing me on their little cell phones dildo races on their phones. And then I all of a sudden put all the, connected all the dots where I was at, and I said, run, baby, run, which I did. Do you think I had a little bit of shock and awe to the politically correct corporate dude?
Absolutely. But you have to remember, you're not supposed to assimilate. That's not the correct, politically correct word anymore. It's integrate. You have to come back and try to integrate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'm sorry to say that ain't happening either, because once oil's in your blood, it you can't get it out. And I am who I am, and I'm not politically correct. And if there's one thing I'm determined to do here in Minneapolis is inspire that redneck, non-politically correct country self that loves America, loves this country, and wants to fight, baby, fight against the political, far-reaching criminal machine and bring back unpolitical correctness, bring back honesty, sincerity, and directness. We'll be right back. Don, take it from here, and we'll be back with David Frey.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit trustvets.com. Come and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it.
We are back, Bella D'Angelo. We've got, I'm so honored to have Dave Bray and AJ Kern here. And as we're in the break, Dave was asking, are we ready for the fight? Man, are we ever ready for a fight? And this is a fight that I imagined that it would get as ugly as, but I've learned an awful lot. I've learned an awful lot since Dave came on my program now. Had to have been at least over 4 years ago. And Dave, when I was, before you came on, I was explaining the first time I talked to you, I was trying to get my crew lined up in the morning and telling you all that I was doing in the oil field. And shortly thereafter, I'd lost my housing and I was scrambling for everything. But, you know, I'm a fighter. I'm a survivor, and I'm not a quitter. And now that I'm transplanted out of the oil field, I'm sitting here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in my driveway, still in my truck. Don't have studio space yet, but I'm relentless in my pursuit, and we've got to get this right, because you, AJ, myself, the rest of us that were all sitting back one day, and one day we stood up and said, we've got to do something, because we understand what we stand to lose here. You are a veteran. Thank you for your service. You are a wonderful family man. You've got a beautiful wife and children, and then you went off and you created Madison Rising, and I was saying that the first time that I was telling a company man you were coming on my show, he actually knew about you and YouTube you, and we played Star Spangled Banner. Welcome to the program. I'd like to let the guests give a little bit of a background about yourself, and then we've got a couple of your songs to play and promote you.
Cool. Well, thank you. First and foremost, you know, you're 100% correct, because you said I'm a fighter, and I'm right there with you. And I don't want to be one of those people that looks back and says, boy, I wish I would have. Blah, blah, blah. You fill in the blanks, the dot, dot, dot there. what's your ... going to be before that? You know what I mean? While we still can fight, while we still have the opportunity, while this, we still got a good set of legs under us to march into battle, let's do it. You know what I mean? Why give away peacefully what so many have died and given their lives for? You know, and it's one of those things you got. I'm sure, AJ, I haven't done enough research on you, but I'm sure that you're in this for the right reasons and the right cause. If you're on this show, you're a friend of mine. And, you know, me personally, I started out, I was, my name is Dave Bray. I'm on Facebook, I go by Dave Bray USA. You can go there now and check out, you know, obviously my store and everything else. But I'm sort of in that same position as you are, Bella, because I'm in a fight. You know, I am coming back from a rebound of sorts with, you know, no longer being with the band Madison Rising any longer, which was a surprise to me. I didn't see that coming. So I created a new product line called Brave Day USA, and it's all about that. It's all about being a patriot, being a fighter, standing up and braving the day, not just going through it in fear. And one of my quotes is walking fearless in faith. And, you know, as God-fearing, freedom-loving, flag-waving patriots around this nation know, faith has to be strong if you're going to fight this battle, because we are not fighting a battle of people that are thinking on the same mindset. We are fighting a religious battle. This is a religious war. This is something that is on our soil, and now, because of Orlando, has come to our own. I mean, 9/11, obviously, but since, it's just a continual. They're not against Americans. They're against Christians and Westerners, and they just do not like the way we live and the truths and values that we hold so dear. And they're after it. They want to break it down. They want to use our Constitution against us. They want to use our laws against us. They want to use political correctness against us. And instead of just letting that happen, we need to be fighters. And that's why, A, I started Brave Day USA, you know, so we could wear our faith outwardly on our chest, you know, be proud to be, you know, what you are. And also, so when you wear that and you go out with a Brave Day USA T-shirt on, you know, people are going to say, that guy has faith, and he's walking in it. You literally, he is walking inside of his faith, like he has a faith shield of armor. So that's kind of what I want to create. I wanted to create a clothing line that was an outward expression and an inward representation. I'm sorry, outward representation and inward expression, sort of how you need to carry yourself as a human, but also as a battle-ready freedom fighter and a Christian. And it's just one of those things that I think is going to do really well. We've already just started, and you know, we're getting orders for the shirts. People, if you want to go check them out, we just released our brand new Red Friday God-fearing, freedom-loving, flag-waving patriot shirt, and it's awesome. So the orders are starting to come in for that. And if they want to check out more, they go to DaveBrayUSA.com. You can also see, you know, where I'm going to be, and sign up for our mailer, subscribe to our mailer, so you know where we're going to be.
I love it. And you know what? When one door closes, another one opens. And, you know, you just never – I was there when kind of the shock with Madison Rising. I saw the post. But when I found your new music, I think you're even more brilliant. And I love the new music as well and what you're creating. If you'd like, we could take a quick break before we go into our commercial break and play a clip of one of your songs. We've got the three. Is there one that you particular that you'd like us to start with?
Well, I mean, I think a clip from Last Call would be cool. Last Call is about a fallen police officer. It sort of sets up, basically, came from and was written by that perspective of when they give a last call over the radio for a badge number that has fallen in the line of duty, you know, and they sign them out, and they obviously never get an answer back. But that was why I wrote Last Call, was to give that answer back from the perspective of a fallen officer.
Great. Don, you want to take it from here and hit Last Call? Bella D'Angelo here, Dave Bray and AJ Kern. I just, like I said before we went in, I think you came back stronger, and your voice needs to be heard. And the conversation we had over the break, we should have actually included in the next segment, but we'll get into it when we get back. But, you know, the one thing, Dave, that you're absolutely spot on about what's happening in this country right now, this is truly a revolution. This is something I know that if if I would have said to you back in the day when you first came on my show, you know, did you think that we were going to get a non-bot? You know, the lobbyists don't own him. He's self-funded. He's an American businessman. When I say American, I mean versus a true conservative. That's what the argument is he a true conservative? He's an American family man who has lost but come back. And you know what? It doesn't matter how many times you go down, it's that you come back. And this man is scaring the living crap out of all of them. Mm-hmm. That's why the media is freaking out, Paul Ryan and all the rest of them. They don't want to lose their sweet spot. They don't want to lose their countryside little cocktail hour with all the millions of dollars pouring in as they take down this country. That's why we're going into our next commercial break. We'll be right back with Dave Bray and A.J. Kern. We've got to fight, baby, fight.
You don't find any better guys in a family team than Polar Builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified Polar Builders. Upgrades your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100.
Back here, Bella D'Angelo, Dave Bray, and A.J. Kern. We'll try and let you get a word in here, A.J., but I was saying to Dave over the break, no, one of the, I've been so busy trying to get settled after leaving the oil field, and one of the great honors that I have is I got introduced to Joe Johnson, who is the founder of Trust Vets. Mm-hmm. And I was at a mixer last week, and I just want to give a shout out to the great guys that I've met here. You know, Frank Day from the UK, when I was thanking everybody because I went to the mixer, and, you know, I felt like I was at one of my drilling rigs. I mean, I sat down with these guys. I've met the one, the two of them only once, and met a new one for the first time that night, and then was with Mark Griffin, and it was just like a rig, you know? You're accepted, that you're treated like they've known you forever. And when I was, I sent a message out, I text a lot of people about the things that go on during my day, and Frank Day from the UK had said the company men and Roughnecks gave you the confidence to be among the veterans. They have taken to you, they see a kindred spirit. And I thought about it, and then I thought, yeah, that makes complete sense because, you know, me, I would think, you know, what do I bring to the veterans? But I believe so much, Dave, in giving back to those that give to me, that we're building a one-hour show, a second hour on Mondays to let veterans from Trust Vets come on, talk about either their business, their service, or their political view. Because they've made moving back to Minneapolis, the one place that I literally didn't think I could come back to, a lot more easy to be here, being around these great men. And so I just want to say a big shout-out to you. I know John Hank is listening tonight with Lack Lead. His organization recruits and fills only veterans, and that's the great thing about Trust Vets. They're promoting veterans that have started their own business. And I just wanted to get back to, that's why when I saw you on there, that's why I was like, oh. And then I've been watching your Facebook page is about the change with Madison Rising. And I thought, you know what? I loved having you on before. I just believe so much in what you're doing and wanted to get thanks and get the exposure out there because you've got a great message. And this is, we all agree, this is a fight that, I mean, I literally have to talk myself off the cliff a little bit when I think, if we don't get it, and we get that nasty windbag water buffalo hag in office, this country can't take, it would not withstand the policies and all of the further destruction that Hillary brings to this country.
Well, I agree with you.
We American patriots really love their veterans, and thank you, Dave, for serving your country. And that's where I think people are really, they really are waking up, and they're very frustrated that, you know, we have refugee resettlement. It's becoming a multi-billion-dollar industry while we're failing our veterans and our police officers. I love that song. I just spoke to a police officer who said, you know, we're really having a hard time because we have to keep our mouth shut. And they have to be politically correct. And what's happening is completely wrong. And so hopefully the patriots around this country, because there's many, many, many of us, we're fighting for our country. And we cannot take Hillary, and we've given the Congress over to the Republicans. And what have they been doing? They've been passing Obama's agenda, and he's bringing in third world culture and religion as quickly as he can. And somehow we're not supposed to talk about Christ. We're supposed to embrace a message that's anti-Christ. And I'm not supposed to say that. And I'm sorry, but I still love veterans, and I'm still going to stand for Christ.
Absolutely. I mean, that's basically what the direction I wanted to go with Brave Day USA. That brings to the forefront of what this thing truly is about, and the battle that we're truly in is a faith-driven battle. It is one that they are taking their belief system that they believe in, their true faithful minds, to Islam or to radical Islam or however you want to interpret Islam or the Muslim faith. And their distorted version of it is one that means that we can't be on the same planet together. And that's just it. That's the end of the story. And as faith-driven Christians, we either cower or we defeat it. And that's what this battle is about. I mean, this battle is about faith. This battle is about the citizenry of this country actually coming together and standing on the grounds of faith and peaceful religion and doing things to prevent any more destruction and chaos to grow and develop here. But on the other end of it, it's like AJ said, is an agenda with a guy who's sitting in a White House pushing the opposite of political correctness, not being able to address it, bending our rules, which were the ones that built this country, the faith, Judeo-Christian values that built this country are the ones that are being bent and broken now so that, you know, people can have their own little piece of America the way that they want it, instead of them becoming Americans and joining what we already know to be successful. So it's an erosion. It's one that needs to be stopped, or else it will turn into, we'll just have more desert. I call it the devil's desert. Over there, it'll be over here. Is the same thing. It'll be the same thing. It'll be the exact same Sharia law, and I don't want it for my kids.
Yes, that's what I was teasing Bella about a little bit. She used the word assimilate, and they are not assimilating, they're integrating. And a very perfect example is that we now have Muslim prayer time in the St. Cloud School District where I live. That's a problem. When did this happen? And it's not just that the police officers or the people at the hospitals have to change what we're doing. I mean, even at the hospital, it's actually, I'm not Catholic, but it's a Catholic hospital, and they're accommodating the Muslims that are coming in by taking down the crucifix out of the rooms. This should not be happening. New Americans are supposed to want to become American, and that's not what we're witnessing. And we're finding out that 1 in 4 ISIS recruits from the U.S. are coming from Minnesota, and we're not really hearing enough about it.
Yep.
There's going to be more attacks. Twin Cities FBI added a fourth anti-terrorism squad to boost intel operations, and it's because they're expecting more attacks. Of course they are. And as you know, we have to keep speaking up and not being afraid of standing with Christ and standing with our veterans and our police and standing for this country.
You know, I mean, when I left here, I mean, you wonder how this happened. I mean, first of all, you've got a country that believes in this immigrating to assimilate. See, so many people, until it actually impacts them, until it actually affects them, they don't wake up. But I give this example all the time, because when I walk around and talk to people, and that's what I want to inspire those of you listening tonight to go out and tell other people, tell everybody. We have to get back to talking to people because you can't get fed up with the media. The media has been in bed with this madness and this insanity forever. It's our job, and it's our job to get people to wake up and to listen. And when I get into discussion with people here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, so far left liberals, and I talk to the 18-year-olds, I talk to the millennials, and when they say to me, oh, Trump's a racist, he wants to put a ban on the Muslims, and I say to them, I'm going to throw you a bag of M&Ms. And as I'm walking away, I'm going to tell you, only one will kill you. I don't know which one. I don't know if it's the green, the orange, the red, the brown. Only one. And you've heard me say this before, but I'm going to drive the message home. I had a young man say to me, I'll just bite off a little bit of every M&M. And then I looked at him and I said, oh, and ISIS doesn't behead. I mean, the thing is, people don't understand. This isn't a negotiating group of individuals. It is an honor to kill Christians, and all that they cannot convert, they will kill. It is a caliphate that they are desiring, which is to take over the entire world. And then we've got, and if you haven't understood why Hillary is so lethal to this country, she plans on upping the refugees, the Muslim refugees, like 500% or something, and not to mention she's in bed with all of the Middle Eastern countries that abide by Sharia law, and that's who funded her campaign.
You know,
that's the thing is we're trying to pretend like these people can be vetted when we have the director of the National Intelligence Chief James Clapper, FBI Director James Comey, DHS Secretary Jay Johnson. They've all have testified under oath that they cannot properly screen the refugees streaming out of these war-torn areas. And the fact is, we should not be admitting refugees from countries that are terrorist hotbeds.
Period.
We
and
are
Dave,
inviting
you know
a
this.
Problem.
Dave, let me ask you something, Dave, because you know this. You've got a Middle Eastern across the table from you, and you're interrogating, you're putting the light to their eyes. You live in sand. You live in sand and dirt, and terrorists tell the truth, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah. You know, we checked the I'm not a terrorist box, so you're good. Yeah, we checked him. He's good. But you bring up a really valid point. You said we need to take the conversation to the streets, and I'm not trying to plug my own shirts here by any way, shape, or form, but that is how organically I have decided, and it works. I didn't really expect it to work. I just thought, okay, wear the armor of faith, see what happens. And it does. People come up to me and they're just like, hey, where did you score that prayer warrior shirt? Or where did you get that God-fearing, freedom-loving, flag-waving patriot shirt? Or where did you get this this shirt with the JC33 on it? Where did you find that? And I say, listen, you know, I believe that, you know, you get Christ had 33 years to give us all an eternity, you know what I mean, in his presence, in his faith, in his heaven. And, you know, what are you going to do with your years on this planet? And it's one of those things that is enticing enough for people to come up and just ask a simple question, but it opens the door for that conversation. It doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel awkward. One of our best-selling shirts is the Without God, There Is No Country shirt, and it has 6 stars on the front that are in the shape of a cross, and on the back, I took the cross stars out of the flag stars that are on the United States flag, and it makes like the flag look hollow in the shape of a cross in the star section. So it's one of those shirts that's just captivating. People are just like, that is just a really unique shirt. Where did you get it? And I say, you know, it's bravedayusa.com. It's my shirt line. It's what I do. But inevitably, it starts off a conversation, and it's one with a stranger or somebody that you've never talked to. I love that shirt. Hey, you can get them here. Want to know why it's important to put on the armor of faith every day and walk in it so that you can go out and spread that word, so you can go out and pass along the good word and be a good standing Christian and a good standing citizen. And hopefully, if it catches on, more people will do that. But the creating the conversation organically is what I believe is what Christ would want. What would he want to do today? He'd want to create an organic passing of his word. And it's very simple. It's you wear these clothes and you wear this shirt and you just get reactions that engage people in conversations. And it's important. And from those conversations, I built friendships. From those friendships, you know, some of those people have, you know, come to church, they've joined and whatever. It's just one of those things that's really cool to be able to do, and it makes you feel like you did something that day. You feel important. You feel empowered. And when you have faith and you walk in faith, people see it and they realize it. They can recognize that. And when you walk with your head up a little higher and your chest out a little further and a little bit more pride, engage people more patiently and kindly and humbly, and you go about your days in that way, holding the door for a few extra seconds for the guy that's 15 feet behind you, instead of, you know, saying, because we've all done it. We've all looked over our shoulders, seen that guy, and been like, ah, he's just outside of my realm of influence on this door. And if you hold that door for an extra 15 minutes, that person, that 15 feet that he's gonna walk, take those three extra steps, you hold that person, that dude is going to say thank you. And that is all it takes. That's all I want people to do. I just want people to walk in a more humble, peaceful, kind way that gets people talking, even if it is just a thank you. I mean, I think that means something. I don't know what it means, but it means something.
Amen, brother. Now, I don't know if you have enough time because we only played one song. Do you want to hang into the next section or do you got to run, Dave?
I got to step off. I got kids running and I got to get back out to them. So
no,
I want to thank you guys.
Tell everybody where to find your music. We'll let you go.
You can go to Amazon or iTunes. Just look up Dave Bray. And you can go to my Facebook page, Dave Bray USA. All the links are there for the store. Check out the T-shirts at Dave Bray USA. You just hit the Shop Now button and go look. All of those T-shirts that I started out as a partially U.S.-made shirt, U.S.-made cotton that was manufactured overseas, and I couldn't do it anymore. My wife's like, you know, we're not making any money with the shirts that we are doing. How do you expect? I was like, have faith, you know, do what's right, do what's morally correct. All our shirts are made in the United States of America. We're proud. We got a couple more that are still partially, but we're selling through those. And then once they're gone, I can't go back. I can't sell a remember everyone deployed shirt that was, you know, put together in Nicaragua. I just can't. I can't do it. So it's, I'm just trying to do what's right. I'm trying to support my family. I hope people will understand that. Please support me at Dave Bray USA on Facebook. And, you know, put on a shirt, put on the armor of faith, and get the conversation going. That's all.
I'm
going to
get one.
Awesome, Dave. It was an honor having you on tonight.
Yeah, be well. God bless, guys. Good luck, AJ.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're up against our last little break. We'll be right back. We've got a fight, baby, fight, but what an awesome guy. All right, Don, take it from here.
If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Patillo with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small-town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that again is Aaron at 952-856-6074.
Back here, Bella D'Angelo and AJ Kern. Okay, so you know that it's, be on the watch. Be on the watch. I've mentioned this before, but you got to be very, very cautious. I mean, this resettlement, let's not be fooled. This is building the army from within. AJ, there is canine for ISIS. And I had texted this before, you got to be careful for the ones riding around in the pimped-out rides versus just the generic Suburbans, because they're a little bit more, they're well-funded and a little bit more stealth and deadly in their operation. But no, I make light of it, but I mean, this really is. And AJ, I mean, I literally, when I sit and think about, you know, how much I've learned in this last couple of months with realizing just how insidious, incestuous this establishment political system is. All I can say is, God bless America that we do have Donald J. Trump running. If it were Bush, Rubio, Cruz, any of those Nancy skirts talking out of both mouths, not backing Trump, which, you know, he doesn't need them. We don't need them. We don't need them. And unfortunately, as we lose our fellow Americans to these terror attacks, and yes, AJ, you're completely right, there's going to be more of them. But
this is the agenda. This is how, and that's why I say, if you, and I talked to some people today, I was at Cub Foods before I came in. I got in a little bit early. I got to go for my walk. I stopped at Cub, and I grabbed a couple things before I got home, talking to a woman in line. She cannot stand Hillary. And I said, well, you know, and she said, but I don't like Trump. And I said, well, here's your question. What do you want? Do you want Orlando, Florida being a regular, everyday occurrence? Do you want to have a family plan every day you walk out the door? You think it's one thing to track your kids now from the pedophiles and the rest of the pervs and the criminals in the world. How about terrified that they're walking into the bathroom, which we already have to worry about with cell phones underneath the stall, or, you know, the way that they're treated in school? I mean, the terror attacks are here. And until we get a handle on all of it, we've got four times the amount of Syrians and Muslims here than the other countries that have already lost control. Granted, we're much bigger, but this isn't going to go anywhere until we have a real leader that comes in and makes a plan. And I said this the last time, we need to blow the hell out of ISIS. I mean, we can't stand up there. I can't stand it, AJ. When he stands there saying, what does this matter? And now they've scrubbed the records of all the Muslims. It's just, you know, but I say this, it's making one more person sitting down at dinner. They probably already had dinner, not me. I haven't had it yet. But asking themselves, where's my God and where's my country? Right, AJ?
Right, and this is where people are very frustrated. I mean, we sent the Republicans to, more Republicans the last time around to control Congress. And now we have Republicans voting with the Democrats. Just like Tom Emmer was part of the handful of Republicans that voted for the Maloney Amendment, which was pushing Obama's transgender agenda, believe it or not. This is not how you protect women and children. And now we're bringing in more and more refugees. There are double-digit unemployment. The number of youth is increasing. A lot of things are becoming very troublesome for people. And people tell me all the time that I don't even want to watch the news anymore. It's just depressing. There's a lot of things that are very frustrating, and the American people don't feel like they have a voice when the people they elect go to Washington. That they believe they're conservatives, and they're actually voting with the Democrats and passing Obama's agenda. And here we are neglecting our own veterans, and seniors are finding a more and more difficult time. And we have greater numbers of English language learners in the schools, which is costing us millions, while we've completely dropped the conversation of the achievement gap. So we have American students who are going to be failed by our educational system now that Common Core is in place, and the Republicans voted for Obama's education bill, which sounds so lovely, Every Student Succeeds Act, but it's going to completely fall short of what our students need. So frustration is growing, no doubt.
Well, if there isn't pain and aggravation, and, you know, at some point, the pain and the fear becomes larger than the disinterest to do nothing. And here in Minneapolis, as I go around talking out in the streets, talking to people, I hear more people that want to vote against Hillary. I hear 20-year-olds, 18-year-olds that say they want to vote for Trump. It is so obvious. This country is broken. It is so obvious that everything that is supposed to be right is wrong. Everything's backwards. You turn on the TV, Loretta Lynch and the Department of Justice, and Hillary should be under indictment by now. We've got this lunatic, you know, the sympathizing muzzy thug, POTUS, that is actually sneering, talking down to us, scolding us like we're children, like we're imbeciles, like we don't know that he is actually backing this army that he's building from within. He's allowing this because he himself is a sympathizer. There, I said it. I don't know why Sean Hannity can't say it. I don't understand why people are even walking around almost soft pine, the plane, it's facts. I mean, if this POTUS was a POTUS, they wouldn't be up there talking in tongue, pig Latin, to Americans, making us scratch our head and say, what in the hell's the matter with him? But, AJ, I want to be able to, because we've only got about another minute left, and I want to make your time of value because you're going to bring value. Let's outseat. Let's get Tom Emmer, the false rhino, the Muzzy-loving, sympathetic thug himself out of office. You're running, and I told you I want to help your campaign. Tell people where they can find you because we're just about out of time.
AJKern.com or AJKernblog.com. I also have Facebook, AJ Kern for Congress. And, you know, please go there, read the issues page. We've got, I'm challenging Tom Emmer. Conservative Review has given him an F for his Liberty voting score. They had him at 50%. Now he's dropped to 46%. He's exactly the kind of person who campaigns as a conservative, but he's gone to Washington and he's joined the political elite, the lobbyists, the special interests, and ignoring constituents, and we want our country back. We want our borders, and we want to support our veterans, and we want to get back on track, no doubt.
Amen. God bless you, AJ, and hopefully you'll be here every Monday because I want to see you unseat the, you know, and if everything happens for a reason. That's what I said to you that first day when we met for lunch, and if I'm back here to inspire those to find their redneck, blue-collar, non-politically correct ways. Feel free, you know, be me. Okay, I say this all the time. You don't have to wear the pink bra and the white T-shirt and the pink lip gloss. I get all that. But please, go out and make a difference. Because you know what? In all this madness and all this insanity, it gives you some strength. It gives you some inner will to wake up the next morning and say, I'm going to fight, baby, fight. Because you know what? We are the reason that Trump has soared in the polls. We are the reason that he can and will make America great by taking out that fat pig, windbag, panic suit, water buffalo, Hillary, who's committed more crimes than anybody that should be, and you know, you shouldn't be able to get a gun if you're under FBI investigation. I mean, come on, it doesn't get any crazier, but we have to... to call it a night. I gotta go and find some other ways to terrorize and aggravate and frustrate. I don't know if Wilson's too tired. I might find a neighbor or somebody. But anyways, we gotta do our part because you know what? If we lose it here, where else can we go? And that's why we've got to get it right in November. Support AJ Kern and all the rest of those that are doing the right thing to run the criminals
vote,
out.
Vote August 9th in the Republican primary. AJ Kern, I ask for your support. August 9th primary. Get on the phone and call your neighbors, friends, and take 10 or 20 people with you on primary day, August 9th.
There you go, AJ. Proud of you. You ran over me. You stopped me. All right, we got to say goodnight. God bless. God bless America. And ciao for now.